everybody know. I saw you cry when you looked the other way. You were in a lonely place, and that's not the way it goes. When you got people who care, we'll meet you anywhere to change your clouds away. I know you do the best you can. When you need a helping hand, I'll be there for my sister. I'll be there.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly. And that just happened to be the one and only Judith Hill and For My Sister on her new CD. And you can check her out at judithhillmusic.com. We are just so honored and so privileged to have you in the studio.
Thanks.
And what a gift, what a heart. My yeah. goodness, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, can you give us a little music history about your parents and what you saw growing up?
Yeah, well, both of my parents are musicians. My mom is a pianist. She's actually a classical pianist, and she studied.
Amazing.
Yeah, she studied.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. She studied in Tokyo, Japan, and then she came out here, and she started getting into American music and funk and soul, and she met my dad, who's a bass player, and they, you know, got married, and my dad is also awesome, an awesome bass player, and mm-hmm. he played with Billy Preston and a lot of different people. And so growing up in that environment, I had the opportunity to be surrounded by just amazing musicians and artists constantly, and I think that is really a big part of who I am today and has really shaped my music.
You are an amazing pianist. Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Jazz.
It's really here.
It's all you on your recordings? Or do you play all the keys on your songs?
Yeah. And sometimes I'll have my mom play some B3 or something.
Cool.
But yeah, because I mean, my parents have a studio it's very nice because my parents have a studio. So a lot of times I'll record my stuff there and I'll just be like, hey, dad, play this.
Up.
Hey, mom, play this. So it's really cool to have that. Yeah. And I went to college at Biola University, got a bachelor in music composition there. And that was some of my best years because, you know, it was like almost like an independent study that I had with my professor and just gleaned from him so much, everything from French classical music and Baroque and then some of jazz. And so I think that played a big part also in my sound today.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, I'll tell you, with Michael, going back to Michael Jackson again really quickly, I mean, obviously enough, he could pick anybody in the world to sing with, and he happened to pick you, which says a lot about your chops, a lot about your talent, a lot about your heart, but a lot about your expertise, obviously coming from a family that and obviously had the mom and dad that you have and you grew up with, and now it's just carried on forward to you. I mean, it's sort of a God thing, just being able to actually deliver it down. It's so amazing how creativity often flows right down the bloodline.
Yeah,
which is pretty amazing.
Sure.
When you were younger, when did you have goals or you know, what did you envision yourself or how did you see yourself, you know, as a young kid? What were your...
You know, it's actually kind of funny because when I was younger, I had I was kind of torn. There was a part of me that saw myself performing in front of, you know, like in a stadium, like in front of millions of people. And then there was this other part of me that was very, like, fighting the idea. I was very rebellious because my parents pushed me a lot into the music, and I didn't want to, you know, do what my parents said. So it wasn't until later where it really came into my own, and I realized this is what I want to do because I love it, not because my parents are telling me to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm really glad they did because, you know, when I finally decided this is really what I want to do, I had all this experience and all this training because my parents saw it in me and they pushed me to do it. So I did kind of struggle in my childhood because, I mean, I was surrounded by so many musicians and everybody around me was amazing and doing it. So I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not. This is too intense, but I'm glad. You know.
The music in your life is not just your album stuff. You do studio stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that, how you kind of balance everything out?
Yeah, actually, that's a big challenge because right now I'm a recording artist. But, you know, living in L.A., I grew up doing session work and stuff for movies and choir stuff, background singing and other things to make income. And that's a blessing. And you kind of have to be available and here to do that. And it is a challenge when you're constantly traveling or, and there's times, I think one of the biggest challenges I have is to say no to certain things. Cause there are times I have to turn down big gigs because it's not healthy for my solo career. Mm. You know, if it's a big high-profile background singing gig, I have to turn it down if it's on stage and visible because I get a lot of flack. They'll be like, oh, you, wait, why are you singing behind?
Yeah.
I gotta turn those down. I'll only do, like, studio stuff behind the scenes. So it's a challenge because you have to make the money. And sometimes I feel like, wow, I just turned down, like, something that I really needed. But that's kind of the choices you have to make as a recording artist.
Right.
And y'all listen to Judith Hill on Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. Go to judithhillvocals.com. Go to worshipfactory.net. Be able to see some of her background, some of her experience. I'm sorry, sir?
Judith Hill Music.
Judith Hill Music. Did I say vocals?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's Monique Donnelly vocals.
Oh, that's what the problem is.
That's different.
These vocalists.
No high maintenance.
I want to know how you two met, which is really pretty interesting, too. You got two amazing vocalists that are sitting in this room right now. How did you two meet?
Church, right?
Yeah, but we also have history, Monique. Maxie Anderson.
Yeah.
You kind of worked with Maxie back in the day, and Maxie was managing me, and I think that we had like this, we had a Maxi moment, and then we went to church together and everything. So, yeah.
We'll see each other occasionally on studio stuff.
Yeah.
So how does it work being a believing artist, Christian artist, out there in the secular world and, you know, trying to do gigs? Any areas where that's been challenged? Anything you could say to listeners about how to handle that?
You know, I've never really had been challenged in that way. There are some times where there's a gig or there's a belief or some type of thing that goes completely against what I believe as a Christian. So I'd have to say I can't do that gig. You know, if it's some other belief or, you know, a cult or something like that, I can't go there. But for the most part, I feel like in every situation, it's been right for me to be there. You know, I always believe that as a Christian, when you're singing, when you believe in Jesus Christ and that's your life and whatever you sing, you know, you make sure that that's coming out and that, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, really, as a Christian, for me, a Christian artist means that you are a Christian and you're singing about life.
Right.
And I think that
the
lessons you learn about life, whether it's about a relationship you're in or about encouraging yourself to be strong or encouraging others to be strong, these are all things that we go through as human beings. But the difference is, as a Christian, you speak from a perspective of Christ. You know,
right? So you can sing and you can be about Christ without having to say Christ.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good.
We all face that quite a bit, though. I think all the time it's that challenge thing where we have to check our spirit and sort of go, okay, is this the right thing for me or not? And do I feel like I should step out there? And what does God think about it? And I think all of us are often put in that position, which is kind of tough at times. It really is.
Yes. Yeah.
So I like to ask people like Judith that have been with artists and some famous people, little funny moments or key moments, something special in your memory that you can throw out, somebody might like to hear about?
I want to hear about the Hillary moment.
Oh, the Hillary Clinton moment. That was really cool. It was a lot of fun. I shouldn't say fun. It was intense. It was very intense. The security was intense. I was asked to sing a song for the International Women's Day. Recently, a couple months ago at the State Department. It was the first time they invited an artist to come sing. And so, you know, they didn't have the right microphone. It was like a speaking microphone and no reverb. Okay. But it was an awesome opportunity because you've got women from all around the world, from Afghanistan, you know. I mean, just women that have done incredible things. and Hillary Clinton was there, Michelle Obama was there, and so I started singing, and Hillary was rocking out, like, there, and I was like, what is this, Hillary?
It's got so some soul.
So she comes up to me after, she's like, look, you did so great, and she invites me up, and we all take a picture, and later on, I get invited down to her office,
that's
and
awesome.
She was very sweet, and they were all very sweet. It was a very awesome
that's
opportunity.
Cool. Yeah.
Funny, I don't know if that was a funny answer your question.
Sorry,
there.
Right turn.
You know, we're gonna take you out this segment with For My Sister Again by Judith Hill.
So I've done a lot of work in Japan, and one of the really amazing projects is this collaboration song with recording artist Ai, and I met her actually through the Billboard Music Awards. I received a publishing awards in Japan, and we just hit it off, and she had a connection with Michael Jackson. She was doing interviews, and so this is called For My Sister, and it really is just inspiring and encouraging women, saying I'll be there for you no matter what. And so yeah, there you go, For My Sister.
And this is Judith Hill again, For My Sister with Ai on KKLA FM.
I'll be there for my sister. Pick you up when